Today I'm going to talk about 5 building thinking classroom tasks that are perfect for kindergarten. Hello and welcome to Making Number Sense Make Sense, a podcast for elementary teachers, specifically early elementary teachers, looking to really make an impact in the number sense of their students. I have been working on developing tasks for kindergarten, which can be a bit of a challenge to find tasks that are appropriate for kindergarten, but also will keep them going. A lot of times, you know, problem solving or more simple problem solving is kind of like one student finishes or one group finishes and the rest are kind of like twiddling their thumbs like, I'm not sure what to do. Or you have half that finish, half that don't finish, and then you're managing kids who don't have anything to do and kids who are still working. So I feel like that's the balance, that's the challenge that I've been finding, but I think I have a solution for you. So I kind of broke off into 2 kind of categories of tasks. There was the story-driven task and the more challenge-driven tasks, because I don't know about your kindergartners, but if I told them it was a challenge, they were into it, they wanted to do it. Counting and number writing can be something that kids don't necessarily want to work on, but definitely need to work on to develop their number sense. So this kind of strand or this kind of goal is perfect for a storytelling task so that kids can really get into it and think of it as more of a story, more of a math adventure than just extra practice. So for this one, For this test, they kind of go together. The background story is that the Possum Pups Playhouse dogs knocked over the treats, and the kids have to figure out how many treats were eaten by the dogs. So on their recording sheet, they'll have 10 frames that they have to count and figure out how many treats were eaten by each dog. So they have counting in and number writing in, because all of those dogs have names. So it's something to keep them going. So it's not like they're just writing one number and then waiting for something to do. They have a whole set of dogs and dog treats that they're looking at and counting, so that if groups finish, they have something else to do. And if kids are taking a little longer to get started, that's absolutely fine too. They can look around the room, they can use their partner and really get the practice that they need. And it's helpful to have someone else there to listen to the kids count, because you can't be there all of the time. As far as the check your understanding piece, I kind of ping-pong back and forth between a traditional extra question or a game that kind of reinforces the learning that they've done, depending on the topic. So this task, the Possum Pups Playhouse task, would be one where they would have a game to go with it. So the game has a spinner on it, and they would spin and figure out how many dog treats there are. So they would have to record that number on a 10 frame or vice versa. They would spin and see how many treats there are and have to write the number. So it works either way, and that way kids are getting practice counting and number writing together with a theme to get a little more engagement and a little more student buy-in. The next task is called Toy Trouble. So in this one, the kids and their friends have just had a blast playing with all of the toys, but now it's time to clean them up. And to clean them up, they need to sort them. Sorting is another tricky one, because ideally they would be sorting real things and get that practice. But when that can't happen, a task like this works really well. So in this one, their recording sheet shows whichever toys they're trying to look at, and they need to figure out how many of each toy there is. And this is perfect for the idea of sorting, kind of putting like things together, and eventually working on graphing, or kind of the basis they need to be able to organize and graph data. The thin slicing for this task is once they finish the first one, they'll have a different sheet that has more items. So it starts with just 2 different toys that they're sorting, moving to 3. And if they're really on it, they really want to keep going, then they can practice sorting 4 different items. The next tasks don't necessarily have a story, but get at skills that they need to be working on in a way that's a little bit different than a traditional math station or math center time. The first one is composing shapes. So in this one, they have different challenges that they will create. So composing larger shapes from smaller shapes using pattern blocks. So it might be something simple like create a hexagon. And if they've played with pattern blocks a lot, that might not be something that's too challenging for them to start off with. And then it gets more complicated, such as creating a house or creating a rocket ship, something like that, that they will be into, and it's kind of something else for them to keep going with. So it's not like one task they're done and then kind of twiddling their thumbs wondering what to do next. In a similar vein, we have the longer and shorter tasks. So some of these math standards are harder to find tasks for. So this is kind of more mobile and moving around. So each student will have a pencil and they have to figure out which items in the classroom are longer or shorter than their pencil. So this one might not necessarily be right at their whiteboard. They could do it at their whiteboard and kind of go back and forth, or they could use a clipboard and move around the room, measuring different things with their partner to figure out which one is longer or shorter than their pencil. And this one, similar to a previous one, kind of has a game as a wrap-up versus a check your understanding. So it's kind of a different way to apply the skills that they're using. So for this one, they will have a spinner that tells them how many cubes they should make their tower. And then each time they make a new tower, they compare it to a marker that's on the page and then decide if it is longer or shorter. So in a similar vein, but they're using units, it's getting a little bit more challenging, and they can do it on their own with a partner, or if they really like it, you can add this to your math centers. The next one is called the mystery bag. So in this task, you tell your kids that there is a mystery bag that has one base 10 rod and an unknown amount of cubes. So they have to figure out how many cubes could be in that mystery bag. So they're starting to group their teen numbers, thinking about 10 and some more. So this is definitely something that you would use more towards the end of the school year when they're working on teen numbers, to understand that teen numbers are a group of 10 and some more. So similarly to the previous ones, it's more of a challenge task to see how many different ways can you create a new number with a 10 rod and some extra cubes. And again, this check your understanding piece has three different versions of a similar game where they would spin, figure out how many cubes there are, and write the number that goes with it. I have not one, but two bonus tasks for you to try. The next one is called Cash Out. So this is another story-based task where your students are working at the grocery store, but the cash registers are down. So your students have to get the receipts of the customers, which are on the recording sheet, and figure out how much each customer owes, because they don't have the cash registers anymore. They're going to have to figure out how many there are. And this opens up a great opportunity for your students to explore a lot of different addition strategies. So they might be counting on, they might use manipulative, and more. So that is a quick, fun task that your students can do. And the last bonus one is for decomposing numbers. So again, adding a little bit of mystery. So it's not a story, but something that's classroom related. You'll tell your students that you have 5 crayons hidden inside your desk, and some of them might be yellow and some of them might be red. So for this one, they're working on decomposing numbers to 5 and trying to figure out how many of the crayons in your desk could be red or could be yellow. And at the end, to really clinch the buy-in, you can show them the crayons that you hid in your desk if you really want to hide some in your desk, and then they can figure out if they were right or if they were wrong. So there you have it, 7 different tasks that you might try with your students. If you want more information, you can always check the show notes down below. I'll have a blog listed with pictures, and so you can get a better idea of what these tasks will look like. And if you try any, make sure to let me know. You can find my Instagram handle also in the show notes. I would love to hear how they went for your students and what other tasks you're looking for. What standards are you trying to hit with more math tasks?